Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1088. How many eggs a day can you eat safely? By Sirdar Tunjala of nerdgettingfit.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But for now, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. How many eggs a day can you eat safely? By Sirdar Tunjala of nerdgettingfit.com. If you love eggs or eat a lot of them to increase your protein intake, you can rest assured that eggs are safe to consume. But how many eggs can you safely consume each day? Eggs are high in protein. Whole eggs are also high in fat. Egg white omelets are a staple breakfast item for the health conscious. A dozen eggs for breakfast is the norm among the bodybuilding community. The ongoing debate about eggs and cholesterol is not going to end anytime soon. Are eggs good for weight loss? How many eggs is too much? Do eggs cause high cholesterol? How many eggs are safe to eat? There are no studies showing a negative effect of eggs beyond a certain number. However, you should understand that it would be very challenging to design such a study and get an ethics board to review it and approve it. Even the DIABEG study, which showed no adverse effects of high egg consumption, defined a high egg consumption as more than 12 eggs a week. They compared the cardiovascular effects of high egg consumption compared to low egg consumption in people with type 2 diabetes. They concluded that a healthy diet based on population guidelines and including more eggs than currently recommended by some may be safely consumed. Alexander and colleagues in their meta-analysis concluded that there is no clear association between egg intake and increased or decreased risk of coronary heart disease. There is even a case study showing an 88-year-old man eating 25 eggs a day with no adverse effects. If all these scientific articles show no adverse effect of eggs, what's the big deal then? Why is there a debate about egg consumption? Does eating too many eggs cause high cholesterol? Egg yolks are high in cholesterol. By eating 2 whole eggs, you would exceed the recommended maximum amount of dietary cholesterol based on the dietary guidelines for Americans. But why do they recommend limiting dietary cholesterol? According to some studies, like one conducted by Peters and colleagues, high blood cholesterol is correlated with high cardiovascular disease risk. Therefore, the recommendation is to limit high cholesterol foods. But does eating cholesterol cause high levels of cholesterol in the blood? According to some studies, like the one conducted by Berger and colleagues, there is no convincing evidence regarding dietary cholesterol and the risk for developing cardiovascular disease. Cholesterol. Good cop, bad cop. So what is cholesterol? Cholesterol is a lipid molecule. It's synthesized in the body as a building block for cell membranes and hormones. Cholesterol is only synthesized by animals. Thus, it can only be found in animal products. So, if you're a vegan, you don't need to worry about dietary cholesterol. If you are not following a vegan lifestyle, you may not need to worry about dietary cholesterol, but it depends on how many animal products you're consuming on average. Now, cholesterol is categorized as good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. HDL, also known as high-density lipoprotein, is considered good cholesterol, and LDL, or low-density lipoprotein, is considered bad cholesterol. There is also a third kind of cholesterol called very low-density lipoprotein, or VLDL. VLDL carries triglycerides and can cause plaque formation in artery walls. There are several studies showing egg consumption increases good cholesterol, HDL. In fact, the Mayo Clinic suggests that healthy people can safely eat up to 7 eggs per day. How many eggs for weight loss? As I mentioned in another article, creating a caloric deficit is the key to weight loss. The best and easiest way to create a calorie deficit is to eat foods that are low in calories but satiate you. Eggs fit this description perfectly. On average, an egg has around 70 calories. You would be hard-pressed to find a person who would comfortably eat 5 eggs and get hungry soon after. 5 eggs only have 350 calories. That's equivalent to a muffin from Starbucks. Eggs are also high in protein. I've mentioned the importance of protein in weight loss before. Eating a high-protein diet may make you burn more calories through a process called diet-induced thermogenesis. On average, an egg has about 6 grams of protein. Now, in addition to all the goodness of eggs, they're cheap. Unless you want to spend some extra for free-range organic eggs, you can get large eggs for about a quarter per egg. Now, many people who eat fast food regularly say they like it because it's cheap. However, 4 eggs beat a $1 sandwich from McDonald's in every nutritional aspect. There are also a variety of ways to prepare eggs. You can have scrambled eggs, hard-boiled eggs, or omelets for weight loss. You can get as creative as you want and experiment with low-calorie sauces. If you're too busy to prepare breakfast, hard-boil a dozen eggs for 3 days' worth of breakfast. Pro tip: add baking soda to boiling water to make peeling the eggs easier. Now that's $1 per breakfast and 24 grams of protein. As a bonus, you won't be thinking about lunch until you're reminded it is lunchtime. So, how many eggs can you eat? In conclusion, if you like eggs, you may be able to eat them liberally. If you're diagnosed with diabetes or heart disease, consult your doctor before swallowing a dozen eggs every day. If eating eggs get boring after a while, get creative with different types of egg dishes. Remember though, if you are frying eggs in oil or butter, you're adding fats and calories to your perfect weight loss food. If you want to one-up this great weight loss food, try adding vegetables and making veggie omelets for breakfast. This way, you'd be adding fiber, which is another weight loss miracle, to your diet. You just listened to the post titled, "How Many Eggs a Day Can You Eat Safely?" by Sirdar Thunjala of NerdGettingFit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So I love making vegetable frittatas. Vegetable frittatas are basically a bunch of scrambled eggs mixed with vegetables and a little bit of cheese, toss it in the oven for about 20 minutes, and boom, it's done. But here's the thing that researchers are still trying to figure out with eggs. There's this substance called trimethylamine N-oxide, abbreviated TMAO. So TMAO is found in animal products like red meat and eggs. TMAO is produced naturally by the body as a byproduct of metabolizing these foods. So when we eat eggs or red meat, our bodies naturally produce TMAO. Unfortunately, TMAO has been linked to an increased risk for developing heart disease. So what we know is that there are a number of factors that can influence our risk for certain diseases. Is it the cholesterol in eggs that's causing the increased risk for disease? Maybe not. Maybe it's the TMAO. We don't know for sure. So Sirdar mentioned something that's really important. Before you take any of this advice, consult with your doctor first. Again, what we're learning is some people may be more at risk than others. Some people, for some reason, may be more susceptible to dietary cholesterol. So when they eat cholesterol in their diets, their blood levels go up. For others, maybe not so much. So if someone already has high blood cholesterol levels, their physician may recommend they consume no more than 2 whole eggs each day, or maybe no more than 2 whole eggs each week. But if you're otherwise healthy and want to enjoy eggs more often, you can always play it safe and have less of the yolk. So let's say you're making a 3-egg omelet for breakfast. You could have 1 whole egg and 2 egg whites. That way, you still get some of the flavor, texture, and color you're used to without all of the yolks. Oh, and by the way, I should mention, the most sanitary way to remove the yolk from the egg mixture is to crack the entire egg into a bowl and remove the yolk with your washed hands. I know that some people like to toss the yolk back and forth in between cracked eggshells while the white drips into the bowl. That's because this method of tossing the yolk back and forth between shells is an easy way to spread bacteria. So the bottom line is, know where your blood cholesterol levels are. That's something your doctor can check. And then ask them about how many eggs they think you can safely consume each week. And if you still want to just play it safe, and you're making a multiple egg dish, go ahead and remove half or more of the yolks, and that way you're left with just a little bit of yolk and mostly egg whites. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.